Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking!
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
Search and rescue efforts continue in Osaka, Japan, following at least 3 deaths that they know of and perhaps as many as 300 people injured from a 6.1 magnitude earthquake hours ago. An American reporter, Jennifer Kastner, was there on another assignment, and she says she was in a deep sleep not far from Osaka when the quake hit.
And all of a sudden, I was jolted out of bed because the whole room was shaking, and I got up really quickly. And my heart was racing.
The U.S. Supreme Court's making 2 rulings on the partisan mapping of congressional districts, ruling against Democrats in a statewide redistricting plan in Wisconsin that was drawn up by Republicans. In another case, the high court said Democratic redistricting in Maryland can stand because a lower court was right when it decided not to make the state redraw the maps in time for the 2018 elections. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
Outgoing Republican Congressman Mark Sanford, who lost a GOP primary last week, voicing concern about whether President Trump, in his words, will be held accountable for his actions. With more, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
He famously was with his mistress while saying publicly he was hiking the Appalachian Trail. Sanford knows the damage his lies did when he was the governor of South Carolina, telling NBC's Meet the Press.
But there were incredible consequences, financially, politically, socially, lost my marriage. I can go down a long list. And so maybe the reason I'm so outspoken on this now is there is no seeming consequence to the president and lies.
His political career was resurrected when he won a House seat in 2013. For a year and a half, though, Sanford has taken to criticizing President Trump, and that cost him in last Tuesday's primary, even though he'd voted with the president's wishes nearly 90% of the time. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And celebrations in Mexico City after a stunning win over Germany in the World Cup. And they literally shook up the town. Mexico beat the heavily favored German team yesterday, and when they did, earth-shaking celebrations literally broke out in the streets. They were so intense, 2 of Mexico City's earthquake sensors were triggered. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington, and this is Get Healthy Hunterdon.
And today, the weather is partly sunny with a high near 93 degrees. It certainly does feel a lot higher, and the heat index values are as high as 101. There's a slight southwest wind from 8 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly between 1 a.m. and 4 a.m. Some of the storm could produce heavy rain, mostly cloudy, with a low around 72 degrees. Southwest winds around 6 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is at a low 30 degrees. New rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch. Expect higher amounts possible in the thunderstorms. Tuesday, a slight chance of showers between 8 a.m. and 11 a.m., mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 86 degrees. North wind around 11 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is down to 20 degrees. And then Tuesday night, you've got partly cloudy with a low around 60. North wind 3 miles per hour.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
We're back with Get Healthy Hunterdon, and this is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington Hunterdon County's most experienced healthcare provider, and also the winner of the prestigious Hunterdon Happening Magazine winner of Diet and Nutrition. So congratulations, Nutrimost of Flemington. Very, very good. Well, a few weeks ago, we were talking about blood types and how it affects you and what would be the best thing to eat, not eat, things to stay away from, things to invite and embrace into your lifestyle and all. So there was a multitude of things that we had to work with and all. So today people were saying, well, how about my blood type? How about mine? How about mine? So we're going to venture in and start looking at how about the blood type of B. All right. So as we were doing a little bit of a review and we were acknowledging and actually the developing and finding out the risk factors and who was more susceptible to what and all, we just need to do a little anthropology of the different blood types and how they all really kind of came around again. Chemical analysis of the group O antigens reveals that from a structural perspective, it is the simplest blood group and serve as the backbone for the synthesis of increasingly complex A, B, and AB antigens, or the other three blood types. These later blood groups evolved by adding other sugars onto the basic blood type O sugar, much as a modern city might be built upon the foundations of an ancient one. Thus, if the mutations that produce the A and B antigens are ancient, the gene for the blood group O is infinitely older. Another dimension testifying to the great antiquity of the group O comes from the science of physical anthropology and suggests that a greater part of the humanity's existence has been lived exclusively as a blood group O. So if we were to take a look and stuff, evidently that blood group O was one of the earliest and most basic blood group to start with and all. And again, as we were starting to go around and stuff, we found the age of the hunter-gatherers and stuff. These ancestors probably ate a rather scavenged leftovers of others, more successful predatory animals. Since humans had neither the sharp teeth nor the claws of a true predator, one could speculate that these people were perhaps as much prey as they were the predator. Yet within these early humans lay the greatest predatory tool yet devised, and that is the human brain. In a study published in the journal Science, anthropologists reported this test made on the carbon content of the teeth of a pre-human species indicate that they ate large quantities of food rich in carbon-13, such as grasses and sedges, or animals that ate these plants, or both. The research indicated that the animals walked upright but also climbed trees, were already venturing out on their usual forest habitat to forest in open grasslands. It also suggested that the hominoids were consuming high-protein animal foods before the development of stone tools for butchering, cutting, and preparing these things. They noted that the many theories of human origin invoked a switch to a meat-rich diet to explain the sudden expansion of the brain size with the first Homo species. If they were eating meat, it probably came from small animals that could be caught without tools or the scavenged remains of meats left by larger predators. Big game hunting by humans started in Africa about 500,000 years ago. Although the full force of armed human hands may not have been felt before 100,000 BC. It was by the time the Cro-Magnons, hunting and consumption of the most carnivorous diet had become a way of life, it was in the midst of the carnivorous frenzy that the digestive attributes of blood type group O reached their full expression, with the highly effective acids and pepsin production of the stomach geared for the digestion of meat and meat protein. So those good old blood type O's and stuff, those were the ancestral people who, you know, didn't go for the grain, didn't go for the breads and stuff, but they were into that meat and give me more meat. The wanderers, what they had done was they had come from the Asian area, was so significant that large game herds began disappearing from those areas as well. Other food sources had to be discovered, and the search was a desperate one. Under the pressures of our ancestors may have become omnivores again, feeding on a broad menu of new plant and animal species. In particular, the food resources of the shore and the sea were systematically exploited for the first time. So here we go, making a little bit of a change from the meat protein source and stuff to more of a seashore fish type of a thing. So the Cro-Magnon were getting smarter and more creative, developing more sophisticated housing and clothing. These alterations allowed bands of hunters to search for new game herds to the north in the grasslands and the forest. And so then they were out looking around and seeing what could be developed. And they developed lighter skin, less massive bone structure, and straighter hair. The skeleton, especially in the Caucasians, matures slowly, and their lighter skin is better protected than dark skin against frostbite. So people that have more of that melatonin in their skin surface and stuff to help them protect them from the sunlight and things that would be more harsh down around the equator and the southern areas and stuff, up here and stuff, that was a lighter skin that helped protect against frostbite. So it's interesting how the body compensates and starts making mutations and adaptations to the area and stuff. So what is that old saying? Function dictates the form of things. Lighter skin is also better able to metabolize vitamin D. And as we know, you need vitamin D to help to absorb the calcium that the body was coming along to. Vital to the survival in a land of shorter days and longer nights. The agricultural dawning and stuff, this crowd here and stuff, the new Stone Age and stuff, as they were called, the ability to cultivate grains and livestock allowed these early people to forego the hand-to-mouth existence of the nomadic ancestors and to settle down into little communities, little villages, then towns, then communities, and then finally the big cities that we are so used to having. So we're going to take a little commercial break, and we will be right back.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber, As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And we are back at Get Healthy Hunterdon, and this is Dr. Mueller from Nutrimost of Flemington, Hunterdon County's most experienced healthcare provider. And with this crazy weather that's out there and stuff, we have to, of course, give you a good old health message and notice and things like that. So make sure you're drinking enough fluids and stuff, a little lemon, a little lime squeezed into that. Stay away from those sodas and sweeteners and sweet drinks and stuff. That's only going to make it worse and all. And a little bit of trivia for you and stuff. What you need to do is for one ounce of coffee that you drink, you need to take 2 ounces in to your body cells in order to compensate for the dehydration that comes along with that coffee that you're drinking and all. So all very, very important things to be going on there and all. So we were talking about the different blood types and all, and things that were going on, the hunter-gatherers that were going, the wanderers and all. So the wanderers and stuff, they were an interesting group there and stuff. They were starting to get smarter, more creative, more sophisticated housing and clothing. The alterations allowed bands of humans to search for new game herds and to keep things moving along and alive. They developed lighter skin, as we were talking about, and also allowed them to better survive, metabolize vitamin D, as in dog, vital to the survival and lands of shorter days and longer nights. The agricultural dawning that occurred and stuff, or the Stone Age and stuff, as we know it, agricultural and animal domestication, there's that term, are generally recognized as a hallmark of its culture. The ability to cultivate grains and livestock allowed these early people to forgo the hand-to-mouth existence and stuff. The blood group A variant allowed humans to tolerate and better assimilate grains and other agricultural products. Blood group A initially appeared in significant numbers in the early Caucasian people and stuff. So the gene for group A was carried into the Western area. And so now we're starting to see a little bit of a variation from just the blood type group O. And now we've introduced the blood type group A into the mix there. Well, the emergence of the collective. Settling into permanent communities presented new developmental challenges. The individualistic tendencies of the hunter-gatherer now gave way to a more structured society. Skilled specification can only evolve as part of a larger whole. The basket weaver is dependent on the farmer on the toolmaker. One no longer thought of food only as hungry. Fields needed to be sowed and cultivated in anticipation of future rewards. The cultivation of wheat and barley, coupled with the domestication of food animals such as sheep, goats, pigs, chickens, and later on cattle, came along with that. New farming economics spread slowly from southern Europe to the north and to the west. The permanent settlements that developed as a result of the new agrarian society gave rise to the early cities. Cereal crops and cattle were introduced to the area, and this helped to flourish those developments of the towns and stuff. There's good evidence to support the link between the ascension of the blood group A and the development of the urban society. Many areas of the world that have long histories of urbanization and frequent outbreaks of plague, cholera, and smallpox showed a predominance of group A over group O. The statistics early and clearly proved that blood group A was more resistant to and able to survive the infections common to densely populated areas. And we know that that all had to do with poor sanitation at that particular time. One might well wonder how blood group O survived at all then, and much less how it remained to this day to be the most prevalent blood group on the planet. One reason might be the sheer amount or number of group A gene in the gene pool. It is recessive in A and B and thus remains self-replicating. So what happens is blood group A is found in highest concentrations among the Western Europeans, unlike blood groups B and O. There are many variants in it and all. So then you had the nomadic mutation that occurred. The gene for the blood group B, which is what we're going to be talking about today, first appeared in significant numbers somewhere around 10 to 15,000 BC, the tall end of the Neolithic period, in the area of the Himalayas highlands, now part of the present-day Pakistan and India. As with the environmental conditions that spawned the advent of Group A, the development of Group B was in large part a response to challenges in the environment. Unlike Group A blood type, which began to supplement Group A as a response to new types of infections, then thrived as a result of the new dietary changes, Group B appeared to have been more a response to climate changes, followed by a different set of dietary adaptations. Life in the tropical flats of eastern Africa gave way to a harsher existence as the Cro-Magnon hunters migrated to the colder, drier, mountainous areas of the subcontinent and the barren, endless plains of Central Asian steppes. It is possible that blood group B may have been the only blood group with the capacity to survive in such a harsh environment. Interesting. There is some scientific evidence behind that theory. For example, variations in levels of hormones, and that would be testosterone and estrogen, and somatotrophic hormones in mountaineers of the Pamirs and the Crimsons was examined in relation to their place of residence in terms of elevation above sea level. At high altitudes, blood group O has lower concentrations of estrogen and testosterone, while blood group B has the highest concentration, making B better able to pass on its gene. Pretty interesting stuff. Essential omnivores, members of blood group B may have been the only blood group whose immune systems were capable of functioning with a diet described by Roman historians as soured milk and mare's blood. in addition to having the ability to survive pestilence, blood group B women may be more fertile than their group A and group O counterparts and may begin to menstruate even earlier, which is kind of interesting. Higher concentrations of the group blood group B exist in direct relationships with the demographics of the pre-existing caste system. Since the caste system was the direct result of consecutive layering of foreign conquest, it appeared that blood group B genes may have been introduced into the Indian subcontinent via conquest. In a study among 14 Hindu caste groups, besides Christian and Muslim populations of the Western District, they found that the groups B, a distinct increase in the blood group B was seen, especially in those subject to Mongolian extraction as compared to Caucasian. So that kind of takes a look at those things, and as it goes along, that it worked to their advantage. Blood group B is a distinctly non-Indo-European blood type. In Europe, only two areas with a high rate of blood group B appear. One among the group of non-Indo-European people known as the Finno-Uric, such as the Hungarians and the Finns, the other among the Central Slavic, like Czechs, Southern Poles, and the Northern Serbs. So there was a rather interesting group that occurred like that. Intermingling blood groups A, B is found in less than 5% of the population. It is certainly the most recent blood group and one of the most youngest in the whole blood typing stuff. Unlike the other ABO blood groups, group AB results from the intermingling of group A Caucasian people with group B Mongolian people. Some of this may have been peaceful, but some may have been part of the violent turmoil that marked the great migration of peoples at the end of the ancient period from 300 AD to 800 AD. This time period was characterized by the collapse of the ancient civilizations brought on by the influx of various wandering hordes of predominantly Eastern origin. The incidence of blood group B was probably very high in these steppe dwellers, as the appearance of blood group AB in the area started to happen and all. So blood group distribution today. Our blood groups are not a hit-or-miss act of random genetics without any real purpose. Rather, the ABO blood groups are a set of differing solutions to a host of environmental variations, such as diet and infection, that ensured the survival of the human race. The blood group adaptations were a change in human antigenicity, a biological desire to identify with the prevailing currents of the environment. By looking at the distribution of the blood groups today, we can see there are trends of evolutionary history. In the United States, O is the most prevalent blood group, and A is the second, followed by B and finally by AB. The breakdown in Great Britain is a very similar one as you go along. So we can see just how culture and genetics had a way of really putting their foot into and moving along with evolution and movement as we were to go along that way. So let's kind of take a look and just see what's been going on with all these things going on. What it was found was high cortisol levels are linked to Alzheimer's disease and senile dementia in blood group B. Susceptibility to slow-moving viruses creates a risk of immune and neuromuscular problems in that particular blood type. And we are going to take a little break here, and we will return.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A huge argument continues today about why illegal adult immigrants who cross the border from Mexico with children are being separated from the kids. Homeland Security Chief Kirsten Nielsen telling a group of sheriffs from across the country in New Orleans this morning.
There has been much outcry, consternation, and frankly misinformation for many in the press, in Congress, and advocacy groups over the last few weeks that we at DHS are intentionally doing things that are unhumanitarian, that are cruel, immoral, and disgraceful. We aren't doing none of those things. We are enforcing the laws passed by Congress.
Democrats say it's a Trump administration policy and there is no law on the books about separating children from their parents at the border. And this is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
Search and rescue efforts continue in Osaka, Japan, following at least three deaths that they know of and perhaps as many as 300 people injured from a 6.1 magnitude earthquake hours ago. An American reporter, Jennifer Kastner, was there on another assignment, and she says she was in a deep sleep not far from Osaka when the quake hit.
And all of a sudden, I was jolted out of bed because the whole room was shaking, and I got up really quickly. And my heart was racing.
The U.S. Supreme Court's making two rulings on the partisan mapping of congressional districts, ruling against Democrats in a statewide redistricting plan in Wisconsin that was drawn up by Republicans. In another case, the high court said Democratic redistricting in Maryland can stand because a lower court was right when it decided not to make the state redraw the maps in time for the 2018 elections. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get two MyPillow premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
Outgoing Republican Congressman Mark Sanford, who lost a GOP primary last week, voicing concern about whether President Trump, in his words, will be held accountable for his actions. With more, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
He famously was with his mistress while saying publicly he was hiking the Appalachian Trail. Sanford knows the damage his lies did when he was the governor of South Carolina, telling NBC's Meet the Press.
But there were incredible consequences, financially, politically, socially, lost my marriage. I can go down a long list. And so maybe the reason I'm so outspoken on this now is there is no seeming consequence to the president and lies.
His political career was resurrected when he won a House seat in 2013. For a year and a half, though, Sanford has taken to criticizing President Trump, and that cost him in last Tuesday's primary, even though he'd voted with the president's wishes nearly 90% of the time. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And celebrations in Mexico City after a stunning win over Germany in the World Cup. And they literally shook up the town. Mexico beat the heavily favored German team yesterday, and when they did, earth-shaking celebrations literally broke out in the streets. They were so intense, two of Mexico City's earthquake sensors were triggered. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And we are back with Get Healthy Hunterdon. This is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington and all. And we were starting to explore a little bit about the specific blood type of blood type B, B as in boy. And if we were kind of looking at what would be more of a category or the classifications or some characteristics of what a blood type B person would be, if we take a look at the bacterial disease in general and things of that nature and stuff about bacteria, there are two categories of infection agents and stuff. Those are bacterial and viral. Bacterial infections are caused by invading organisms in the environment, food, and by contrast with people who are infected. Over the last 100 years or so, people have grown accommodating and associated bacteria with human or animal disease. And as we kind of know and stuff, a large majority of the antibiotics produced by the pharmaceutical industry now is put into the livestock environment there and all as a result of them being put into closer quarters and not being able to kind of move around and do things that they naturally need to do and all. So if we were to kind of take a look at the susceptibilities and who would be more susceptible and less susceptible with just the general bacterial issues and stuff like that, we come upon bacterial areas and stuff. So bacterial disease of E. coli, it's an inflammation of the lining of the stomach and intestines, predominantly manifested by upper gastrointestinal tract symptoms, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, abdominal discomfort and stuff. And blood groups B and AB, take a look at this and take a pretty big hit and all. There was a significant greater number of blood group B who had cases of E. coli as compared to the other groups that were out there and all. So we're kind of seeing, you know, some of the things that are a little bit more susceptible. Bacterial disease like Klebsiella, a severe pulmonary infection caused by an infection with Klebsiella bacteria. And blood group B is associated with a higher overall risk of bacterial infection, especially from the Klebsiella, whereas blood groups AB has been shown to encounter greater virulence when infected with this, so it can kind of combat that pretty easily. As we go along here, bacterial disease pneumonia. It's an acute infection of the lung lining, including the alveolar spaces and interstitial tissue and all. Blood group B is highly susceptible to the most common cause of pneumonia, the bacterium S. pneumonium. Streptococcal disease occurs more often in blood type B than in any other blood, resulting in strep throat or more serious illnesses such as toxic shock syndrome, bacterium, and pneumonia. A severe form of streptococcal disease occurs primarily among neonates, and the consequences of this infection can be sepsis, pneumonia, and meningitis. Neurological complications can also occur, resulting in loss of sight or hearing and mental retardation. Death occurs in 6% of infants and 16% of adults. There is also a connection between blood type B and neonatal group B streptococcal infection. This association is strong enough to be demonstrated even based on the mother's blood type. That is, a type B infant with a type B mother has a doubled the risk there and all. So it's an interesting issue that's coming along. Bacterial disease like shingles, an infection caused by Shigella. So an infection caused by contaminated food. Blood group B is more susceptible to Shigella infection. A study on the distribution of ABO blood and stuff did not come up with it, but showed that there had been a link to the people with blood type B being more susceptible to that and all. So we can start seeing that there's, you know, categories of different issues that make people more susceptible to different conditions as you start piecing these things together and all. bladder infections, about bladder cancer, not just infections, but cancer of the bladder and stuff. Bladder cancer causes for both sexes shows a marked frequency of blood groups B and A, as well as the overall preference for non-groups like that. Cancer of the breast tissue and stuff, the ABO and stuff, frequency was found to be a little bit more prevalent in the B blood type and stuff. However, if there's a family member with breast cancer, the protection normally associated with being a blood type group A is lost. Group B women who currently have or had breast cancer have a higher statistical likelihood of recurrence and all. The association between blood type A and breast cancer was evaluated, and so it was shown to be significant excess in blood type A's also. So we kind of see what's going on as the blood groups are developing and all. You know, people are more susceptible to certain issues over others and all to make that all up. All right. And let's take a look at just how the different eating can help with this and all, and move people along in the right direction and all. So that's always good to move us into that. So let me get to that section here as we were working with that and going that way. So let's see here. I have this all marked here. Boom, boom, boom. Group B specific lectins and so group B should be blood group B people should be avoid chicken, peanuts, pomegranates, sunflower seeds, sesame seeds, beets, salmon, radishes, apples, trout, black-eyed peas, mung bean sprouts, corn, and buckwheat, which is kind of interesting with how they're affected by the different groups there like that. Very, very interesting. And as we get here closer, Shigella, bacterial infection, blood group B, and to a somewhat lesser extent blood group A, are more susceptible to sinusitis that is provoked by allergies and all with blood group B. So those are some of the things that you really want to start kind of taking a look at and all. And just keep moving like that. I think we've got a good thing here. Okay. Mononucleosis shows a somewhat higher incident in blood group B and in an Rh negative individual also. We can see how that is. And then also, vitiligo, which is a congenital or acquired decrease in melanin production, and generally appears in one of three patterns. However, most people who have vitiligo experience a generalized pattern in which it works its magic. More common in people with certain autoimmune diseases, blood group B has been shown to have a higher increased incident of that. And let's just see what would be the best things to be eating if you were in the different categories and all. So that really helps out. But first, we're going to take a little break here and be right back.
Rav Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. The traffic is
stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. 100 in Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we are back at Get Healthy 100, and this is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington, where you'll be able to come in, find out exactly what's going on with you, and we can develop a customized program that's going to help you move you from where you've allowed your body to be to make it the most healthy you can get to. So blood group food base and stuff is always an interesting thing. People are saying, well, you know, what should I be eating if I'm blood type A, B, AB, and O and stuff? Well, today we were talking about those good old blood type Bs and stuff. So this list we're going to be talking about is pretty much the most up-to-date that are beneficiary, neutral, or to kind of avoid. So we can go through a multitude of, you know, different things. So we're going to kind of zero in just specifically on that blood group B, as in boy. So people that love bacon, ham, and pork, not a good thing for you blood type B people. It provokes abnormal blood reaction in your system. Beef, it's a neutral thing, so go ahead and eat it up. Buffalo, who's our favorite and stuff, we were over at the Buffalo Watch last weekend when the White House Rescue Squad had their annual fundraiser over there. We had a great time. Saw a lot of you at our booth. Did a lot of screenings and stuff, and are going to be helping a lot of you to achieve your most healthy bodies and all. So that's good. Chicken, interesting. Avoid contains lectin or other gluten's and stuff for the blood type B people. Duck, avoid because it provokes blood reaction. Goat, it's kind of interesting, beneficial because a nutrient-dense food. If we were to go with heart, beef heart and stuff, avoid increased polyamines or indican levels and stuff. So that's nothing that you want to do. Lamb, beneficial. Liver, calf liver is a good thing for you. Pheasant, neutral. Rabbit, beneficial. Squirrel, avoid because it evokes abnormal blood reaction, increasing polyamines and indican levels and stuff. So don't even start with that. Turkey is a good neutral thing. Veal is a nice neutral thing. Oh, this is an interesting one. Turtles and stuff, avoid because it evokes abnormal blood reaction. A couple weeks ago and stuff when we had that huge rain pouring down and stuff. I think it was on a Saturday morning or so, and there was all kinds of flooding, and I was driving around, and thank goodness I have a truck that sits up a little higher so I can wade through those puddles and things like that. I was noticing all these snapping turtles that were out there, and later on I found out that it was their egg-laying time and stuff, and they were moving to higher ground and stuff to lay their eggs and all. So it was kind of interesting. Snapping turtles, you know, you generally don't see, but down in my area and stuff, we have kind of low-lying area, so it has a higher water level and all, and that was going on with it and all. Venison for that blood group B type of people, nutrient-dense food and all, so that's good for you and all. Fish, so now we're going to move more into, like, you know, the seafood type of a thing. And if you look at tuna is good for you. Sea bass, avoid because it's not a good thing like that for you. Bluefish, neutral. Carp, neutral. Catfish is a neutral. Caviar, beneficial, so eat up there, my friends. Clams, avoid. And boy, do I love my clams. Cod, beneficial. Conch, avoid. Crab, avoid. Let's see what else. Flounder, beneficial. Frog, don't even think about it. Grouper is good for you. Haddock, very good for you. Halibut, that's good for you. Herring, it's a neutral kind of thing. Lobster, avoid. So far, all of a sudden, these things that I love, the crabs, the clams, and the lobster and stuff are not a good thing to have. Mackerel is good. Mahi-mahi, beneficial. What else we got? Mussels, avoid. Jesus. Octopus, another one of my favorites. Not a good thing for me to be eating here. And oysters, avoid. Perch, beneficial. You got pickerel, beneficial. Pike, beneficial. Red snapper, kind of neutral. Salmon, beneficial. Sardines, beneficial. Scallops, good. I can have scallops then. That's good for us. What else? Shark is a neutral kind of deal there. Shrimp, avoid. So all the things that I love, I can't have. How does that come out? Now, where's the justice in that? If we were to take a look at dairy and stuff, blue cheese and stuff, avoid. Avoid American cheese. Avoid neutral for butter. Buttermilk is neutral. Cottage cheese, beneficial. Cream cheese is neutral. Farm cheese is beneficial. Goat cheese is beneficial because it's got the good stuff. Half and half is neutral. Ice cream, avoid. Oh, isn't that a kefir? Beneficial. Milk from a cow's skim or 2% beneficial. What else we got here? Parmesan cheese. Being Italian, of course that's good for me. Thank goodness. Ricotta cheese, good. String cheese, avoid because of the way it's made up and all. Yogurt is good. Eggs and stuff for blood type B. Chicken eggs are good, neutral. Chicken yolks are good. Egg whites are good for you. Black bean. So this is in the bean lagoon variety. Avoid the beans. Black-eyed peas, not good. Cannelli, cannellina beans and stuff are neutral. Fava or broad beans are neutral. Garbanzo beans, not a good thing at all. Green snap or string beans, neutral. Kidney beans, good. Lentil, avoid. Lentil greens, avoid. Lentil reds, avoid. Lima beans are good. Navy beans are good. Pinto beans, avoid. Snap beans. Soybeans are neutral. Soy milk, avoid. And white beans are neutral and stuff. So nuts and seeds, almonds are good. Almond milk is neutral. Brazilian nuts are neutral. Cashews, avoid. Generally and stuff, just remember paw. So put your hand out and think of it like a bear paw. P-A-W. You got pecans, almonds, and walnuts are generally population can tolerate those things. Peanuts, because they're genetically modified, they're in the ground, they pick up all kinds of bacteria, are like the curse to the human digestive system and cause all kinds of issues and all. So remember paw. Pecans, almonds, walnuts. Always good for you and all. Pistachios, one of those things, not a good one for you and all. Pecans, almonds, walnuts, grains. So you want corn, avoid. Cornmeal, avoid. Ezekiel bread, very good for you and stuff, all right? Millet, beneficial. oat flour beneficial. Popcorn, avoid, avoid, avoid. The rices look pretty good for a lot of people with the B type of blood there. And vegetables and stuff. So alfalfa sprouts are good. Asparagus is good. Beets are good. Broccoli, good. Brussels sprouts are good. Cabbage is good. Carrots are good. Cauliflower, good. Cucumbers are neutral. Eggplant, neutral. That's pretty good for a nightshade. And it all works very well and all. Well, we had a great hour. We did a little information about the blood type of B and all. So for those of you that are blood type B, now you have a little better understanding of what's going on. We look forward to seeing everybody next week, and that'll be 12 to 1 on Monday at Get Healthy Hunterdon, and we had a great time, everybody. Have a great week, and remember to drink water.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Earlier today, Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen addressed the National Sheriff's Association. She discussed what's going on between parents and their children being separated at the border.
To address these issues, we've asked Congress to change the law to allow for the expeditious return of unaccompanied alien children, regardless of their country of origin. We are also asking Congress to allow us to keep families together while they are detained. These fixes would go a long way toward discouraging families from sending children on the harrowing journey to the U.S.
President Trump also delivered the keynote address at the National Space Council meeting.
We'll take that frontier, which is largely unknown by man or woman, and you will learn everything there is to know about it, and what you're doing is so important. Remember, economically, militarily, scientifically, there's no place like space.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a Select Quote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Although the national average for a gallon of gasoline is up over 60 cents from last year, the price is down this year for the second week in a row. Patrick DeHaan with Gas Buddy tells us it may decline again.
Average gas prices have dropped 2.6 cents a gallon in the last week, with the national average falling to $2.89 a gallon in the last week. That's thanks to a drop in the price of oil, which makes it likely that gas prices may decrease again in the week ahead.
California remains the highest at $3.70, while South Carolina is the lowest at $2.54. I'm John Clemens.
Tesla is investigating how one of its cars appeared to suddenly catch on fire on a busy street in Los Angeles on Friday. The Model S that caught on fire belonged to actress Mary McCormick's husband. Jason Levine is a director of automotive safety. He says there's bigger issues here than Tesla's vehicle catching on fire.
A lot of lithium ion in one place, and so when it does catch on fire, the bigger concern immediately is, are first responders adequately trained?
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Supreme Court today passed up two opportunities to rule on when and if a state violates the Constitution by drawing electoral maps that sharply favor one political party. In rulings from Wisconsin and Maryland, the justices gave little clarity to when partisan gerrymandering goes further than the law allows. Last Thursday, 10 people visiting a Daytona Beach amusement park were on a ride called the Sandblaster. The ride derailed, and one of the passengers, Amanda Bob,